Praise the Lord, everybody. It's your homegirl, your doctor, your priest, Lisa of Family Hope Ministries. We have an epic interview for you today, straight out of Texas, Pastor Devin Miller. Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Miller.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Davis. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored, and so are you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I'd just like to ask you a few things. First of all, could you tell us where your ministry is located, the state, the city, what you do, and what your function is over there?
Yes, ma'am. Well, we are the founder and lead teacher of Clear Faith Christian Ministries, Church of God in Christ, here in Cedar Hill, Texas.
Okay.
I founded the church back in 2010. So we've been around for 11 years now.
Amen.
A full virtual church, which means I do nothing really but teach the Word of God through YouTube and Facebook Live Tuesdays and Thursday around about the 2 o'clock, 2:15 time frame.
Okay, praise God. And also, I wanted to ask you, Pastor Miller, as I'm asking politicians and different ones that I interview, how do you feel that this, what the world calls a pandemic, the COVID-19, that we consider to be a plague just by reading the Word of God, how do you feel that it has affected you, your family, and the body of Christ?
It's a twofold effect, Dr. Gabriel. One is it has taken away what we have created as idols in our society. Money, entertainment, all of those outside factors, and in some cases even the church. We have created the church to become an idol as opposed to having a relationship with God.
Okay.
What plague does, if you understand the 10 plagues that happened in the Old Testament, it created isolation.
Right.
It created the people to really develop a relationship with their God.
Yes.
That, I believe, is what is happening now. It has awakened the church.
Yes.
It has created an opportunity for the church to reach people that they never have reached before, and it has made them, especially the leadership, really try to figure out why they are who they are in the first place.
Yes, yes.
But if you can't minister in times like this, then you really can't minister at all, because it's not when things are going good that you should be able to minister.
That's right.
Minister to your people in the hard times.
That's right.
I believe a lot of pastors are struggling because they don't have the audience.
Right, right.
If you notice, we made such a big push to get back into the building as opposed to really finding out what were the needs of our people and meeting those needs. Yes, food and clothes, you know, water, that's great, but what about the spiritual needs? What about the mental health needs? What about the grieving that many, many people in our country and in our world are going through, and the church is not addressing it?
Right, that's right.
600,000 people die.
Yes.
And 600,000 illness.
Right, right, exactly. Amen. I really can appreciate your answer, Pastor Miller, because it's about the spiritual and the mental health of the people at this time. And you are certainly hitting it right on the nose, what needs to be thought about. And, you know, what do you feel about what is going on in Afghanistan? What is your thought about that, Pastor?
Well, you know, I heard your show, I believe, a couple of weeks or two ago, where I was talking about, you know, the wars and rumors of wars that Revelation talks about, and the fact that what we see in Afghanistan, you know, which is the Old Testament area,
yes,
where a lot of things took place, we are seeing the beginnings of the end.
Yes.
What I tell people is, if your soul is right and your heart is right and your spirit is right and you are in good relationship with God, you don't have to worry about Afghanistan, because you're in the early part of Revelation where you're caught up in the rapture.
Right.
I really don't worry about these things because I know my soul is secure.
Right.
And so I don't have to go through the pains of what Revelation talks about, because that is for those who have no hope.
Right.
But those of us who have hope, our hope is in God through Jesus Christ. And so what we see is the beginning of the end, meaning we know it can be any day, any hour that Christ will appear. So the question becomes not what's going on in Afghanistan, but what's going on in my heart, what's going on in my spirit, what's going on with my relationship with God. Am I in right fellowship with the one who is going to give me eternal life?
Yes, yes. I can appreciate your answer on that. Of course, I ask these questions because the listeners, sometimes they're wondering what pastors like us are thinking in our mindset and how we're feeling and how we can further advise them, which you just did. Get your mind right with God. Get your heart right with God. Get a relationship with God. All of these things are poignant and very important, what you just said, Pastor. If you wanted to encourage the people on a broad scale, because this will be heard worldwide, what would you say? I want to give you that liberty to do so.
Well, when I tell people on my broadcast, conversations with Pastor Devin Miller on YouTube and on Facebook Live on the Clear Faith Christian Ministries channel on YouTube, is simply this. Everything that we need is in the Word of God.
Yes.
Everything that we need to understand is in the Word of God. And now is the time, more than ever, for us to study the Word of God, understand the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God, pray to God for direction and understanding of the Word of God, so that we can be living and walking epistles to those who have no hope at this time.
Right.
One of the things that we always say is that our ministry is proclaiming to tell a dying world about a loving Father through a living Savior.
Yeah.
And so when we take on that mantra, as ministers of the gospel, not just by title, but the Bible said that we are all ministers of reconciliation.
Right.
Unto God and then unto man. And it also says that they will know that we are Christians by the love we show one towards another.
That's
so
right.
I encourage you, pastoral leaders, to get off of your high horse, get out of your denominations, and start being kingdom-minded, and start building in your communities, building in your areas, and fellowshipping one with another to change our communities. What I tell community people is that they need to really understand that all of us are not perfect. All of us don't need to be put on pedestals. That we are men and women striving to be what God wants us to be and walk with us. Don't always think that we should lead you, but we should be walking together based on one leader, which is God our Father. And then finally, what I tell people is pray. If you've never prayed before, if you've never talked to God, it's just like you and I talking right now.
Right.
Find that quiet time and let God know where you are. Not that he doesn't know, but he wants you to know that he knows where you are. Tell him what you want from him based on how obedient you will be to him.
Amen.
And when you do those things, God will open doors that no man can shut. God will close doors that no man can open. And you will be in right step and right fellowship with God to secure your eternal reward.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Miller, you are very seasoned, a very seasoned pastor, I want to say, and you're very anointed in what you and what your thought pattern is. Praise God. I know the overseer, my dad, of Family Hope Ministries, is going to be extremely excited to hear the interview that I've had with you. I also want to touch another subject, if you don't mind, Pastor. I'm not going to be before you much longer, but you know, I noticed since this situation has come about with the COVID-19 that more people are on drugs than ever before. And I noticed that the body of Christ, some have gone into a backslidden state because this is so heavy on their hearts and their minds, having to wear masks. I mean, we have a whole different way of life we're living now, something completely new. I'd like you to address it if you can, if you will.
Yes. Well, here's the thing, Dr. Kendricks. We understand that when we go through a period of grief, there are several stages.
Okay.
And we are in a state now where we are seeing a twofold death. One, we're seeing the death of those things which we thought were sacred, like I said.
Okay.
Football has changed. Baseball has changed. Basketball has changed.
Right.
Olympics changed.
Mm-hmm.
Television has changed. You know,
yes.
These things have changed, which has caused a grief process.
Mm-hmm.
People have lost jobs like never before.
Yeah.
They had to try to reinvent themselves because they can't go into the workforce like they did.
Right.
You hang your hat on what you do instead of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
When what you do is taken away, you don't know what to do.
Right.
So what is happening now is that people are going through a grief process on that level.
Okay.
Before, people are going through a grief process of just seeing death on a constant basis.
Right.
What do we see in the news? Thousands here, thousands there, a thousand there. With the pandemic, and then we see when you can't go to the hospital to visit your loved one if they're in the hospital because of COVID restrictions.
Right.
You can't go into restaurants.
That's
without
right.
A badge or without a vaccine.
Uh-huh.
COVID. And now, and we understand how the enemy works. If I can't get you off of God's agenda by taking away the things that you like and the things that you want, and that doesn't turn you away from God, now I affect your children.
Right, right.
Our children are being affected, and we have no answer for that. And across the world, when children are affected, it affects everyone.
It does.
But again, what is the encouragement of this? Seek God like never before.
Yes, yes.
How do we combat the enemy? We combat the enemy through the word of God.
That's right.
At the name of Jesus, the enemy will flee.
Uh-huh.
That's why 2 Chronicles 7:14 has to be the mantra of people of faith. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face,
mm-hmm,
and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven.
Yes.
Then will I forgive their sin.
Yes.
And then will I heal the land.
Yes.
We're so busy trying to heal the land that we forgot we got to be forgiven of our sin.
That's right. That comes first.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, you have to turn. So you got to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to make a request.
Right.
And once you make a choice and you make a request, then God does his work.
That's right. That's right. Well said.
Not the messages that we are hearing in our churches these days.
It's
we're not hearing about how I need to turn. We're not hearing how, if I have turned, how do I stay turned?
Right.
We're not preaching to the needs of the people. We are preaching to the needs of the pocketbooks of the pastors.
Amen. You said it right there. Right there, Pastor. Yes, you hit the nail on the head. I'm hearing too much about how many offerings need to be taken, how many this and that, the bake sale or this to that, the building sale, the building fund. The devil is a liar. I thought it was about the souls.
Right, exactly.
You know, and it seems like you're saying, Pastor, people are concentrating on the wrong things. And unfortunately, it's our leaders. Some of our leaders are doing that. And they're pushing that into the flock's minds, like, you know, hey, we got to concentrate on the building fund and on the this and the that and who's wearing the best dress, this and that, instead of their souls being the mainstay of what is going on, because Jesus is coming any day and it won't be long.
That's right.
You know,
that's
it right. will not be long, and I try to let everybody know in every episode that we do that Jesus is coming, and if you are not saved, you better get saved. I'm not trying to beat them over the head, you know, and you know, throw them in the hell or nothing like that, but I want them to understand that the music is great that we do with Family Hope. The interviews are wonderful, but do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Because that's the main deal right there. Because if he cracked that sky, you had better be ready. That's what I try to tell him, Pastor. You sound like you do the same when you're a broadcast.
Oh, most definitely. Because, again, you know, they always go, you know, the way of the world says the knowledge is power.
Yes.
You know, if we have the knowledge of God, then we have the power over the enemy.
Yes.
So when we understand that, then we understand how important it is to teach the word of God than to preach the work of God. I don't mind preaching. I can preach with the best of them.
Okay.
Teaching, because teaching allows me to interact with the people in such a way that I know they got it.
Right. You want them to get it. Yeah. You want them to get it and make sure they got it so they can't say at the end they didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And that goes again with the word. The word tells us that Christ will not come until everyone has had the opportunity to receive Christ as their Savior.
Yes.
You can say, well, there's the internet, and there's the, you know, there's so many ways to read the Bible and so many versions of the Bible. Yeah. But if you don't know who the author is, why would you read the book?
Exactly.
Demonstrate to people the importance of reading the word. The church universally is going through a transition right now of where the true remnants and the believers are coming to the fore, and those who are the charlatans, those who are the false prophets, those who are the false teachers are struggling.
Yes.
That is where the true believers of God have to step up, you, me, others like us, who have to go to these same airways, go to these same mediums, and tell people, for God I live, for God I die. I came naked into this world, I go naked out, but blessed be the name of the Lord.
That's right. And you know what, Pastor? I have had a beautiful interview with you. I mean, you are very, very divinely seasoned, and equipped with the correct tools in which to teach God's people. You have a lot of leaders out here, but some are not called. You're called. You definitely called. And I just bless God for your ministry. I want you to give us your email addresses, anything that you want us to know of how to reach you, how to get in touch with you, if people are in your area, what you want them to do, because certainly I want them to be blessed by Pastor Devin Miller's ministry.
Well, thank you, Dr. Cables, for this opportunity. I do appreciate it. We bless your ministry as well.
Thank you.
What you are doing on your side of the kingdom. For those who want to get in contact with me, it's real simple. You can find me on Facebook. Devin Miller, D-E-V-I-N Miller. You can go to our church page, Clear Faith Christian Ministries, COGIC, which stands for Church of God in Christ. You can find us on YouTube, where we have over 100 teaching videos, Clear Faith Christian Ministries channel, or you can hit me directly at Devin, D-E-V-I-N L Miller, Devin L Miller 65. @gmail.com.
Praise God. Well, you know what? I want the listeners to, you know, I'm going to keep on putting this broadcast out with you, Pastor Miller, because it's such a blessing. And I know so many people are going to be requesting you to come back, and I'll be in touch with you so that we can get a follow-up interview with you. Okay, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking forward to it.
And likewise, and it's been such a pleasure. You do have a blessed and highly favored afternoon. And also, just real quickly, I want to give my condolences to you and your family. I know you recently suffered a loss, and I want you to know that Family Hope Ministries, Anchor FM DJ, we are praying for you, sir, and your family diligently, and we ask that God would console you at this time of your bereavement, all right?
Thank you so much. We thank God for you, and thank you for your prayers.
Thank you, and you have a beautiful day, brother.
All right, you too. Take care now.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, this has been Family Hope Ministries with Pastor Devin Miller, straight out of Texas. We want you to keep in mind to always be supportive of that pastor's ministry. We enjoyed his interview. Praise God. He was very insightful and very informative. Praise God. And I want to let you know that the overseer on the list, a couple of keepers, we are praying for you and yours. And remember to wear a mask so that you can be safe. Praise God. God gives us wisdom in all things. Amen. And you know, I will just want to sing this little piece, amen, and take this interview out. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Amen. So stay tuned for the next interview, the next skit, the next piece of news. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. God the best. Declare a decree. Declare and decree your victory. God bless you.